I want you guys to close your eyes for a second. I want you to vision a world without music. Can you see your life going about your day without music in your daily life? I don't think so. See, music, it plays an important part in people's lives. It's powerful. It's beautiful. It tells a beautiful story. A lot of pain. Happiness. Brings people together. Stimulates the mind. Touches the body, the soul, the heart. See, this is Moody's Point off the Waves World Podcast Network. The show where we highlight and celebrate the love, the art of music. Dawson had a creek. Moody had a point.
Dawson had a creek, Moody had a point. You know what time it is. This is another episode of Moody's Point. And I'm just getting straight to the point. I'm going to rant because I'm sick of them. I'm sick of them, bro. I am sick of them. This podcast is my discomfort, my disappointment, my anger, my sadness and disappointment for the White Sox, bro, for the season they're having right now. So this podcast is basically my rant about why, and I don't understand what the fuck is going on with the White Sox organization, but they have underachieved all year, bro. Underachieved all year. They were projected to be a World Series contender. World Series contender. You have Tim Anderson. You have Yan Moncada. You have Luis Robert. You have Jose Abreu. You have Eloy Jimenez. You have Yasmani Grandal. That's his name. Yasmani Grandal. You have AJ Pollock, who you got from the Dodgers in the offseason. You have Andrew Vaughn, up-and-comer. Gavin Sheets. Leury Garcia. I mean, he's trash, but still, he's a force. You acquired Josh Harrison. Okay? Sebby Zavala. Reese McGuire. You got Lance Lynn. Lucas Giolito, who's your supposedly ace. Your supposedly number one ace. Dylan Cease, supposed to be, he's definitely a Cy Young candidate. He should be a Cy Young candidate. Five straight games without zero ERA. Okay? Cueto, you got Cueto from the free agency. He's doing numbers. He's doing it absolutely well. The best he can. You feel me? Cueto and Cease has pretty much been pitching, you know, putting the team on their back for pitching. You feel me? And the fact that these motherfuckers are they're either one game above 500 or tied or exactly at 500 where you have the Twins and the Indians above you. The Twins are like, what, two, three games above the White Sox in the first? The Indians are like a half game back. The Twins are getting their asses kicked by the Brewers. So, like, that means we should take advantage and cut that division lead down a few. But when they lose, apparently we lose too, bro. I don't get it. I just don't fucking get it, man. I don't get it, man. You have so much talent on this motherfucking team. So much talent on this team. And for what? For you guys to... You're like, we went through half the season. All-Star break is over. Second half of the season. This is with a sense of urgency. A sense of urgency for you to do some fucking damage in the second half of the season. For you to take over that first... take over the AL Central. And even have a legit shot of trying to make it past the first round. Because obviously, we got to get past whoever is in the AL, got to get past either the Yankees or the Astros. Those are two teams that are probably going to end up making the World Series. Between them two teams, one of them two teams will go to the World Series and probably going to end up playing the Dodgers or the motherfucking Braves or the Mets. One of them three teams in the World Series. It's going to come down between them. I would want to put the White Sox in the conversation with the Astros, the Yankees, hell, even the Mariners, the Blue Jays. You know, them four teams are pretty much in AL are like, they're solidifying themselves as contenders. And I was, before the season start, I would not even mention the Mariners. Hell, I wouldn't even mention the Blue Jays. I would mention White Sox because on paper, they got a squad that has all the capability in the world to do some damage to make the World Series push. I mean, we shit on the Yankees in the regular season. The Astros have been fucking us up for years, which is what it is. I know we can fuck with the Blue Jays. We can go toe-to-toe with the Blue Jays. But it's just the fact that the inability, the inconsistency, the changing of the fucking lineups every fucking day is like they don't have any stability in their lineup, okay? You change your lineup every fucking 2 days. Motherfuckers is injured every goddamn week. Jimenez is fucking made of glass. Robert's down there made of glass, you know what I'm saying? Tim Anderson was out for a minute. Grandal, yet again, 2 years in a row, he was out, and we paid him all the money in the world. We gave Leury García, we gave Leury García a good fucking, I don't know what the contract is, but we paid that motherfucker some money for him to do absolutely fucking nothing in the lineup. He'll hit a home run every once in a while. He'll do like a couple hits in a couple while. He definitely gonna make his errors. Get me wrong with that. Don't get me wrong about that. He'll make his errors. We signed Josh Harrison. That shit's kind of, I mean, he's washed. He's like 35. He's getting old. We could do without that. We signed Vince Velasquez, a quote-unquote ace for starter pitching. He didn't do shit. He's not doing shit. He's still on it. I don't even know if he's on the IL or just probably on the bench. He ain't do shit. Waste of money there. You feel me? Cueto was probably the best signing we had. We signed Joe Kelly. This motherfucker's back on the injury list because that old ass can't stay healthy. Giolito's not our fucking ace no more. He's not our number one ace. This motherfucker gives up 4 home runs a game. He's trash. Lance Lynn, he's coming back from a major injury. I get it. But he ain't the same. He's obviously either still hurt or he's just still, like, rusty. The only reliable pitching and the outlooks and the brightness of this season we had is that Dylan Cease, our young ace, is having a fucking Cy Young of a season. He's like 10-4. His ERA is like 2.3 or 5 or some shit like that. The man has not earned, like, this man has not given up an earned run in like 6 starts. But yet, like, that overrides the fact that the overall team performance is trash. I mean, Cease having his Cy Young season, that's overridden. We just forget about that part because the overall team is just playing like shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit pisses me off. Tim Anderson supposed to be this swaggeristic fucking shortstop, the fucking leader of the team. Motherfucker has hit or misses on the field. Yeah, he'll hit his 300. He'll make his butt marks. He'll make his, you know, points on batting. But, like, fielding-wise, motherfucker's trash. Throwing errors, overthrowing his fucking people left to right, you know. Moncada strikes out every fucking time. Motherfucker hitting like 200. Like, you're supposed to be, we supposed to win that Chris Sale's trade. When we shipped Chris Sale out the Red Sox, we brought you into the White Sox organization, you know what I'm saying, just to make it seem like we didn't need Sale. We don't really need Sale. Sale's in Boston. He's made of glass now. So, like, I mean, it's like a dinner break even fucking trade when it comes down between like Yo Moncada and the people that was involved in that Chris Sale's trade to Boston. Okay. Eloy, this motherfucker's been injured 3-4 fucking times this year. He can't stay healthy. He plays 5 games, probably go back to IO. Luis Robert has his weird ass injuries. Our fucking training staff is trash. We get them bitches down there from like Ollie's. If you're from Indianapolis, you know what I'm talking about. Or like a fucking bullshit ass generic ass fucking, they're terrible. Not only quote unquote, they're terrible. You feel me? They're terrible. They're shit. They're horrible. The fact of the matter is, and the point of this podcast, most of my podcast consists of music topics. I like to venture off into sports. I just made my last podcast episode about sports with Kevin Durant, Kyrie. But I had this bottle up inside me since the season started, bro. Since the first major injury happened for the season. When I was reading the headlines and the power rankings and the preseason. I mean, any sports fan out there know not to believe what the preseason hype is about. But what I seen from last year watching the White Sox and now, the last 2 years, I've been watching White Sox game dinner every single time, every single day, to the point where I can get a chance to watch the motherfuckers. I found the right streaming site to actually watch every single game possible. I've been trying to find the best possible time to actually go and see these motherfuckers live. You feel me? I've been trying to see a White Sox versus Cubs game for like the last 5 years. The last time I went to a White Sox Cubs game, I probably was either a senior in high school or fresh out of high school. I've been trying to see them play each other for the past damn near 6 years, bro. It just shit happens. Either I'm working or just shit happens where I can't go to see them. And it's been like, it's the last time the White Sox won a World Series was 2005. I'm going to do some math for you guys, people. For real, for real. Let me hear my calculator app. I'm 28 right now. I'm 28. So 2005 minus 1994. Nigga, I was 11 when they won the World Series. I was 11. Motherfucking 11. Okay? So I was probably like maybe a fifth grader or some shit like that. I was still probably in elementary school when they fucking won the World Series. Most likely I was. It's 2022 right now. It's been 17 fucking years since the White Sox won a World Series. Cubs won a World Series in 2016. The team that I don't really despise, the Cubs. I despise their fan base because their fan base be pissing me the fuck off. They're annoying as fuck. They're very annoying. I'm sorry. I know a lot of Cubs fans out there. Maybe the Cubs fans I know, they're not annoying as fuck, but like the general audience, they're annoying. They're very annoying. Okay? They won in 2016, so they have the recent Chicago World. They have the recent Chicago championship under their name right now. They're the most recent Chicago team, well, besides the Chicago Sky for WNBA. But I mean that I don't want to go that. I don't want to take that. That's a conversation left. But I mean, if you want to be technical about it, Chicago Sky won a world the Chicago Sky won a WNBA championship last year. So, I mean, technicality, they're the recent Chicago team to win a championship. But, I mean, like I said, that's a conversation for a different day. I don't want to piss nobody off about that situation. But from a baseball standpoint, the Cubs are the last Chicago team to win, in baseball, to win a World Series. We haven't won a World Series in 17 years. The last, since 2020 up until now, it's probably been the most competitive baseball team put together by probably both, between the Chicago White Sox and the Cubs. The Cubs are on decline. They're trading everybody. They're on the decline. The White Sox should be on the up and up, to be honest. They have all this talent in the world to become a World Series contending team. But for some odd fucking reason, when it comes down to it, I don't know who fucking, either the training staff, injuries, or just the manager they have, they don't exceed expectations. Last year, they got shit on by Houston. The year before that, when COVID fucking hit and motherfuckers was playing in empty-ass stadiums, they got shit on by the Athletics. Two AL West fucking teams, they got shit on this year. Now, ironically, if they happen to win the division this year, they'll fuck around and probably play the Mariners, because the Mariners are very hot right now. They're just coming off a 14-game winning streak. I'm pretty sure they just got beat now. So, if they somehow miraculously, which is possible, because there's a lot of baseball left, and the White Sox are only, like, what, 3.5 games out of first. The Indians are, like, 2. So, like, we're, like, maybe, like, a half or one game out behind the Indians, and we're, like, 3 out by the Twins. And the Twins, they have lost their last 2 games to the Brewers, so they might be on the verge of a sweep. While the Indians have swept, they're, like, neck and neck, and I guess they're, like, in a series tie with the Red Sox. We split our series with the Rockies. I'm only went on here because I really, really came to record this episode about my passionate rant about the White Sox because I watched a highlight today when they played the Rockies. Yesterday when they played the Rockies, I want to say that Michael Kopech was on the mound. He didn't pitch his best, but they still found a way to win the game. Even though Liam Hendricks almost cost the fucking White Sox the game. Again, he's been shaky a little bit the last few games. He almost cost the game, but he still won. He got the save. I was happy about that. Because, like, that was, I think, the first game coming off of the... No, besides the Indian series where we split the series. We should have took that series, but we split it. It is what it is. I'll take what I can get. going on the road, the White Sox have a better road record than their home record. And the Rockies are not really that good. So I had all the confidence in the world. I'm like, we can easily sweep this series. Kopech pitched last game. I mean, of all our pitchers in our starting rotation, or in our starting rotation, Cease and Cueto, Johnny Cueto and Dylan Cease, I have no problem with them. I have no problem. I have no worries about what they can bring to the table when they come up to the mound. It's usually Lance Lynn, Giolito, and Michael Kopech. I have to worry about. Especially Giolito, because Giolito has been shit the last couple starts. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him. Oh, and all this time, we wanted to blame Dallas Keuchel. We wanted to blame the black man, Dallas Keuchel, or half black, white, whatever you want to call him. You blame Keuchel for the fucking terrible starts. My man's been getting bombed. When Dallas Keuchel started the season off as a White Sox, he was getting bombed. He only had one good outing with the White Sox. That was when he pitched against the Yankees. But he was so terrible, we had to get rid of him. And we shipped him off to fucking, Arizona. And he's doing shit in there, too. But I would never would have thought that Giolito, our ace from, like, a couple years ago, who threw a no-hitter against the fucking, I want to say it's the Pirates, has the moniker of the nickname Giolito. I would never thought Lucas Giolito would be, like, six and six pitching record-wise. But the ERA would, like, what, six? He has an ERA of 6. He's damn near giving up the most home runs in the league. He's damn near up there. This man gave up like 3-4 fucking home runs a game now. I don't know what the fuck happened. Back when the season first started, he was pitching terrible. We blamed it on his fucking injury. And I want to say, okay, cool. He probably had like a shoulder injury. Prevent him from doing what he got to do. It's what it is. He's been off the IL for like 3-5 months now. And he's still pitching like shit, bro. He's still pitching like shit. Okay? Giolito is supposed to be our number one ace. But right now, the pitching rotation for the White Sox are Giolito, Lance Lynn, Dylan Cease, Johnny Cueto, and then Michael Kopech. It should be the opposite. Dylan Cease should be the number one ace right now. Dylan Cease is having a lights out Cy Young year. He leads the league in fucking strikeouts. The team that's barely above 500 or barely at 500 has a pitcher that leads the league in strikeouts. Okay? C should be the number one ace for our team. Followed by Cueto, because Cueto's been having some great runs, okay? At least Cueto has the ability. He's been the only pitcher I know consistently to last up into like at least 7-8 fucking innings before we end up using our setup pitchers and our fucking closers. So Cueto should be a number two ace. Number three, I would put Lance Lynn. Because although Lance Lynn is slowly coming back from his his major knee injury, I give it like maybe one more month where I can finally say that Lance Lynn from last year is back. Injury, I'm going to blame was the bullshit that he's been going through off the injury bug. That's the only reason why I haven't really been picky. I haven't really been, like, on his ass because he came back from a major knee injury. And, like, I mean, it is what it is. He given up a few bad starts, but he'll work his way out of this funk because Lance Lynn is a quality good starter pitching. Number four, Michael Kopech, because he is our gem. He is our prospect product, you know what I'm saying? He's young. He's filling the role of Carlos Rodon, which still pisses me off to this day. That the White Sox let Carlos Rodon walk to the fucking Giants. And this year, Carlos Rodon is having a great year in fucking San Fran, where he's made the All-Star team. Carlos Rodon made the All-Star team. Cease got snubbed off the All-Star team. Just imagine if we had Rodon, Cease, Kopech, Lynn, Cueto. I would rather ship Giolito off the fucking San Fran than anything. We could easily trade Bay Giolito. Well, maybe in 2 years, we probably have to. Because these motherfuckers don't get their shit together. They're all going to get disbanded. And they all going to fucking get traded them away anyway. But I'm just sick and tired of watching a 3-game winning streak by these motherfuckers. For them to drop the ball the next game. It's like you'll fuck around, come out scoring 18 runs. Then you fucking around and play the next game. only scoring like three. It's the most inconsistent team I've ever seen in my life, especially for a team that's quote-unquote was one of the favorites to win the World Series. We went from being one of the favorites to win the World Series to being a fucking laughingstock, bro. And it annoys me because all these other fan bases I'm around, like, you know how strong I have to be to swallow my pride and not spaz out hearing a Yankee fan talk about number 27's on their way, blah, 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 blah. We're the best team in baseball. Aaron Judge, MVP, blah, 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 blah. Or all the bandwagon Shohei Ohtani fans. When realistically honest, Shohei Ohtani and the Angels are butt cheeks. Okay, Mike Trout is yet again injured for like the fifth year in a fucking row. But y'all niggas want to glorify Ohtani and glorify fucking Mike Trout, you know what I'm saying? Then you got these Blue Jay fans that are bandwagons. You got these motherfucking Red Sox fans who are bandwagon fans. The Dodgers, I don't even want to talk about the fucking Dodgers fan base. The Dodgers fan base make my fucking balls itch because they're fucking annoying as fuck too. I say this exactly. The reason why I specifically made this podcast, strictly, I don't know. I don't really know if the White Sox organization or anybody from the White Sox camp is going to listen to this podcast. I really kind of hope they do. Because I'm not speaking for just me, but and honestly, in my eyes, I speak it for every other White Sox fan who's watched this weird-ass season go on. It's been a weird-ass fucking season. I'm expecting, like, these motherfuckers to have at least 100 wins. Hell, even 90. These motherfuckers right now, I'm gonna fact-check this shit, because the record they have is very disappointing. It's very disappointing. It's very disappointing. The record they have right now, they're 549-49. Okay? Now, I'm gonna tell you about the Twins. The Twins, who've been in first place for God knows, seems like forever since the fucking season. Since the fucking season started. The Twins are 52-46. They lost two in a row to the fucking Brewers. Cleveland is a game and a half back of first. Cleveland. The Cleveland Guardians. The Cleveland Guardians are the same team that used to be the Cleveland Indians, and everybody got shitty about the Indians' fucking name. So Cleveland had to change their name to the Guardians. Imagine going through all that bullshit to change your name from the Indians that you've been the Cleveland Indians for like over like what, 3 decades or so, or probably longer than that. Change your name to some random ass shit called the Guardians, and you're damn near in a striking zone of taking over first place. Why, the team that was supposed to be the quote-unquote favorite to win the division is 500, 3 games back. I know the season's early, and maybe I'm hoping this podcast don't age well, because maybe whatever I'm ranting about and my frustration about this sorry-ass team that's playing right now before my eyes, maybe they'll get their shit together, maybe they'll swallow their pride, maybe they'll finally come together, actually fucking play how they're supposed to play, you know? Because, like, The competition is going to get even more harder. Think about it. Everybody in the AL East is either all above 500 or at 500. Boston and Baltimore, they are not – they even though they have no chance to win the division, they're a wild card. They're in a wild card hunt at the end of the day. AL West, you got to worry about the Mariners and the motherfucking Astros, okay? If we don't somehow win the division, we got to play for a wild card spot. And right now, we're fourth. And we got to beat teams like the fucking Blue Jays, the Mariners, the Rays, the Guardians, and the Orioles. I don't know. We're not going to win the division with the teams we have. We're not going to get a wild card spot with the teams above us. So the best way possible for us to make even a playoff push is if we fuck around and destroy – well – take over first place from the Twins. So, like I said, this is a very short podcast, but this podcast was only made to not, one, get my anger and frustration out for me watching this team every fucking game, every fucking day when they play, for me to be either happy, sad, disappointment, or just mad. But right now, especially after how this game, when I watched the Rockies and White Sox game earlier today, And I was so shitty about how this shit went down. I wasn't really mad at Giolito gave up 3 runs in the first inning because I seen the highlights. I seen they battle back. The fact that the pitching yet again just blew it. Motherfuckers making dumbass errors and fucking base running errors. It's been like this all year. So, like I said, for all you White Sox fans out here, if anybody from the White Sox camp, if you know anybody from the White Sox camp, please tag my name into their fucking either social media. You could tag me in. You could tag my name or share this podcast into the White Sox, like Instagram page, Facebook page, whatever they run their social media from, because I want them to hear this. I for some odd reason, I don't know if Tony La Russa is giving them a pep talk or Rick Hahn is giving them a motivational speech to, like, get their shit together, get their head out their ass, and actually have a sense of urgency and actually play like the World Series contenders they should fucking be on paper. But if any of you motherfucking White Sox organization, if anybody from the White Sox organization is watching or listening, I just want you guys to play like how y'all supposed to play. I just want you guys to play how you're supposed to play. It's been 17 years since I've seen the White Sox win a World Series. I was 11, so I don't remember it that well. I was still a kid. I know you guys got the talent. You guys got the talent overall. You got the great pitching staff. You got the great pitching rotation and bullpen that I know for a fact you guys got what it takes to make that leap. And batting-wise, you have Anderson batting first. You have Makata batting second. You have Robert batting third. You have Abreu batting fourth. You have fucking Jimenez batting fifth. Grandal batting sixth. Andrew Vaughn seventh. AJ Pollock eighth. You got a fucking great depth of a batting. You got a great batting depth chart, okay? Everybody in that fucking depth chart from first to ninth in your batting rotation has what it takes to make some fucking runs, hit some quality hits, make some fucking home runs, okay? Y'all got the talent. Just use the talent. Play how y'all supposed to play. These coaches need to light some fire in y'all asses because y'all just going through the motions, okay? Like, I understand y'all don't give a fuck. Y'all making all these millions and millions of dollars. That's cool. Nigga, me being a diehard fan, okay? I'm being a diehard, like me speaking from the perspective of a diehard fan. I just want you guys to play like how y'all supposed to play. Y'all put together this lineup, this team together. Y'all rebuild for a reason. Meet expectations. I should not be watching the Twins in first place by the time October hit. I should not even see the Guardians even battling for a wild card spot. Even if you motherfuckers don't win the fucking division, you guys should be up there battling the fucking Blue Jays, battling the Rays, battling the Orioles, battling the motherfucking Mariners for the wild card spot. If y'all don't somehow win the division, I know y'all can be better than them teams. Y'all just gotta play like how y'all supposed to play. Play like how y'all supposed to got rebuilt it together for fucking years and years. Stay healthy. Fuck your weak-ass training staff. Stay healthy. Keep yourself from being prevented. Like freak accidents, I understand. But some accidents where you can prevent from being injured, play smart, man. Play smart. After watching the Rockies highlight, like the game against the Rockies today highlight, y'all play the fucking, I want to say the Athletics next. Y'all terrible at home. Y'all need to get your home fucking record and straight, bro. You got to win your home games. You were lights out last year at home. You have a losing record at home this year. Not having home field advantage makes a big difference in the playoffs. Even though you got a better road winning record on road than home this year, that might not fly towards the playoff time because motherfuckers play way harder when the playoffs hit, and especially when they start off at home. Come on. Can you imagine going to Seattle in the playoffs to start off at home? Or you playing Houston like y'all did last year and y'all see how that shit happens? I just want y'all motherfuckers to get y'all head together, man. I want something to brag about, okay? I can brag about the Patriots come August and September. I mean, they might be a little bit average, but the Patriots are the Patriots. They go find a way to win as long as Belichick is in charge. The Pacers, that's a different story. They'll give me like a couple years. Maybe they might surprise me this year, but that's different. I already know what the situation there is like. What else do I have a passion for? My favorite teams: Pacers, Patriots, White Sox. Yeah, so I mean the Patriots, I don't really have to worry about them. Pacers, it is what it is. We'll see in due time. The White Sox, out of all those three teams, I expect more out of you guys than anything. Y'all got the talent. Y'all got what it takes. On paper, you guys are supposed to be a World Series force. It's still early in the season. You still got some time before October to turn some shit around. I just want y'all to do what y'all supposed to do. Win y'all motherfucking games, bro. So this episode of Moody's Point, this is for all the White Sox fans who probably are feeling the same pain and anger that I feel right now, because I'm shitty about this shit too. I'm tired of seeing these motherfuckers underachieve, bro. They are better than what I've been seeing the last, well, the first half of the season and towards the second half. They're better than this, okay? I look, get y'all shit together, bro. I do not want to see these motherfuckers miss the playoffs on some bullshit because y'all niggas not playing hard. Y'all want to blame my injuries. Injuries are part of the game. What they say, when one man goes down, the next man up. Next man step up to the plate, fill that void, and do what you got to do. Y'all are a World Series contending team on paper, and y'all should be like that off the paper. So by the time October hit, hopefully this episode aged well. If it don't age well, you're going to hear me with the same type of tone because I'm shitty. I don't like to watch I hate to watch White Sox games every day, seeing these motherfuckers getting embarrassed. I don't like that shit, man. It sucks. I'm tired. I've been hearing and watching the White Sox be the redheaded stepchild to the Cubs for the past decade because the Cubs were the one Chicago team, the only Chicago team, quote unquote, baseball wise, actually mattered. And the White Sox was just a motherfucker in the background. It's different now. The Cubs are trash. This is where you step up to the plate, take over that fucking title as the best team in Chicago, which y'all should be. I know y'all better than Cubs. Y'all been better than Cubs for years. They got that one good season in 2016. That's it. Y'all better than them. I know y'all are. Fuck all these Cubs fans out here. I don't care what they say. So, like I said, it's only July. It's about to be August soon. And then when October hit, when real playoff baseball and real baseball start to be played, I'm expecting some big things for you motherfuckers, man. So, to all my Moody's Points fans out here, and all my Moody's Points sports fans out here, especially if you like baseball, I mean, you might not be a White Sox fan, but you got to understand where I'm coming from. Watching sports make you passionate, especially when you have a favorite team that you just want them to do good about, and that's all I want to do. I just want to see these niggas be good. So, we'll see. October, hopefully. I know they're not going to probably listen to this. Hopefully they do. But hopefully with this episode and that all that shit that I got on my chest about how trash the season's been, hopefully I don't have to feel that way towards October. Hopefully they'll change it around. We'll see. Only time will tell. But thank you for listening to my rant. In my anger and my frustration of my one of my favorite teams. Sometimes you got to get out your chest, and I had to get that out because watching the White Sox every day and the way they've been playing this year, it's been pretty annoying. I just had to get it out. I had to tell somebody, and what better way to tell it to my fans and my viewers. So at this point, I say what I said. They play the Athletics tomorrow. Start a 4-game series against the Athletics, which, by the way, back in 2020 was the team that eliminated them in the playoffs when they started this rebuild, quote unquote, to success of hopefully winning on a World Series. So I'm just hoping you guys beat up the Athletics at home, which y'all supposed to do. So with that being said, this has been another episode of Moody's Point. Moody out. Thank you, guys.